Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I want to talk to you today about a unique problem that I personally have and what I've found that actually seems to be addressing it. Not all of you do YouTube programs like this. Not all of you have need for a microphone, which is what we're going to be talking about today. However, if you are a Zoomer, that is, you use Zoom for video conferencing, or you're a gamer and use a mic while you're gaming to, talk about your gameplay and the process, let me show you a cool little microphone. This, and I'm holding it here so you can see the box and see the design of the microphone. It's a microphone sitting on a gooseneck that sits on a weighted base that then sits in front of your, on your desk in front of you and gives you a microphone. Now, it's a cheap little microphone. It's like $17 to $20 depending on when you find it on Amazon. It is by a company called Fifine, which I believe I'm pronouncing correctly. I hope so. It's a Chinese company. I have reviewed Fifine products before here on the program, and the last one, as a matter of fact, just a few programs ago, was a microphone, and it was a lavalier microphone. This is one that sits on your desk, and that's exactly what I'm doing right now. I have the microphone sitting here, and you are hearing it for this program right now, this little dinky $17 microphone. Now, to be fair, I have a studio over there in another room. It is decked out with all of my equipment, including a Shure SM7B and a very powerful and cool USB interface that connects it into my computer that allows me to have the dulcet tones of my FM DJ voice, as I like to call it, for my netcast, podcast, videocast, whatever term you want to use. But when I'm in here in the living room, this is my living room, I'm sitting in front of my TV, and I have a computer here on a table, and I just have the little microphone sitting here, and I have a webcam. This is a Elgato Webcam Pro, and I'm sitting by a window. I have a light on the top of my monitor. That's it. And I'm pretty happy with this shot. I'm pretty happy with this audio. So I wanted to share that with you so that you could see that when it comes to these, if this were a Zoom conference, if this were a video conference, if this were Skype or any other kind of video conference, this would be a nice little microphone to use. Okay? So I give it a thumbs up. Now, we'll talk about some of the specifics on the microphone, but let me just say, this thing is, there's nothing really to it. As far as what's in the box, I didn't do an unboxing. I don't like unboxing. That's just me, personally. But it comes with a little foam windscreen, which is fine, but I mean, it's so far away from me. It's about 18 inches away. There's no reason to try to stop plosives. Peas, because there's no, the sound's not gonna, or the wind from my mouth is not gonna hit the microphone. It's too far away. It also comes, what else comes in here? It also comes with a little booklet. Now let me show you this booklet. You can see there's all kinds of different colors of those mics that you can order online, so you can color coordinate it. Now I got the black one because I just like black, black shirt, black hat, black, kind of my thing. Anyway, but it's a very nice full documentation. It's written a little bit in English. That's okay. But I got to admit, I like the quality of this mic for what it is. Now, you probably hear me rattling and making noises because it is an omnidirectional mic, or actually, I take that back. It's a cardioid mic. In terms of the pickup, my box here got a little crushed in transit. So I'm having a hard time closing it. There we go. But, you know, what do I care about the box? I'm going to toss it when I get rid of the, you know, get through this particular demo. So, But at any rate, it arrived fine. It was in good condition from Amazon. And I'm going to provide a link to this microphone in the show notes, but it is not an affiliate link. I don't get any kickbacks from it. It's just a link to it if you would like to use the mic. So there you go. Hopefully that helped some of you. I don't know if it did or not, but I wanted to share it with you because I'm actually pretty impressed with it. Now, I am doing a little bit of tweaking, and we'll talk about that here in just a moment when I get on the desktop. So let's look at that right now. All right, here we are on my desktop, and I've opened up OBS, which is Open Broadcasting Software. We're still using the Fifine desktop mic, but what I want to do here is show you that, by the way, this is with the mic with no processing, no, you know, OBS processing going on. This is just straight usage of the mic, unaffected by the plugins I want to show you. Let's go over here to Audio Input Capture and go to Filters. These are filters that can be added using OBS. Let's go down here to the plus. We'll click on that. And we'll add in the noise suppression. Click that. And notice we have two options here. We have Speaks, which is low CPU usage but low quality noise suppression. And then we have RN Noise, good quality, more CPU usage. Now I've got a very powerful CPU in this computer, so I'm going to leave that where it is with the default. And then we're going to come in here and I'm going to add in, let's see, 3-band equalizer. All right, we're going to go here and I'm going to tweak the highs just a bit, give it just a little more presence in the highs. I'm going to put about a 7 decibel increase there, and I'm going to boost the bass a little bit with about a 7 dB increase there. And this is the processing that I did for the previous segment before I came to the desktop within OBS. So now see, we can close this and we can go right into recording from OBS and do our netcast or recordings or whatever this way. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention that I forgot to mention, two things. One is that I bought this with my own funds off of Amazon. The link that I'm providing, like I said, is not an affiliate link. I don't get any kickback from that. I have not been in contact with Fifine at all. So this is strictly my own opinion, and I purchased it with my own funds. So I wanted you to understand that, to be clear about that. The second thing I wanted to mention is, I talked about earlier about the webcam being a Elgato Pro webcam. It is not the Pro. I'm sorry, I was incorrect. It is the regular Elgato face cam that I'm using right now. I don't have the Pro version. I have the face cam version, the standard one. So it is less expensive. So I've got the less expensive Elgato webcam and the very inexpensive Fifine microphone. So I hope you found all this interesting. Wanted to share it with you. And remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.